Welcome to Stoma for Life, the Bowel Cancer Awareness and Life as an Ostomate radio show and podcast. Your host, Rafaela, is here to debunk myths, clear up misconceptions, and help you approach the subject that so many people are afraid to talk about in a positive manner. Listen in for a new perspective. Stoma for Life on UK Health Radio.
Welcome to Stoma for Life. Thank you for tuning in and giving us your time and attention today. In light of Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, we are turning up the volume on a conversation that truly can save lives. While we talk about bowel cancer often on this show, the urgency doesn't fade. In fact, it's growing. The most shocking part? When caught early, bowel cancer is highly treatable, with a survival rate of up to 90%. But in later stages, that number drops dramatically to less than 15%, and most alarmingly, cases amongst people under 50 have risen by 22% over the last 30 years in the UK alone. Now, April is a powerful time to shine a light on prevention and early detection, but even if you're listening outside this awareness window, the conversation is always relevant. The more we talk about it, the more lives we can save. That's why this month, wellness brand Wipe has teamed up with the charity Fortitude to offer 1,000 free at-home QFIT tests to people aged 45 to 49, empowering individuals to take action before symptoms appear and before it's too late. To explore this initiative and the bigger picture around awareness and accessibility and action, I'm joined by three incredible guests today, each bringing their own unique perspective to the table. Let me quickly introduce them to you. First, Georgia Granata. She's the co-founder and CEO of Wipe, a fast-growing wellness brand on a mission to modernize and destigmatize bottom care. Inspired by her move from Italy to the UK and the cultural differences in hygiene habits, Georgia co-founded Wipe in 2019 to bring a cleaner, greener alternative to the traditional toilet paper. Wipe's signature product, a gel-based cleansing lotion, combines convenience with sustainability, offering a water-based, eco-conscious way to enhance hygiene without the waste of flushable wipes. Welcome to the show, Georgia Granata.
Hi, Rafaela. I'm glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
During today's show, we will be talking about the bold thinking behind the campaign and why bowel health needs to be part of everyday wellness conversations. Then I'm joined by Dr. David Burling, consultant radiologist and medical advisor to the FreeFit program. He is a leading expert in the prevention and diagnosis of bowel cancer and other gastrointestinal disorders. With over 110 peer-reviewed publications and extensive experience in imaging technology, Dr. Burling is dedicated to improving early diagnosis through advanced painless imaging methods. Welcome to the show, Dr. David Burling.
Thanks very much, and it's good to be here.
Thank you. And now, in today's discussion, we will, amongst other things, highlight the critical role of imaging in bowel cancer detection and the importance of early intervention in today's healthcare landscape. Then our third and final guest is Gordon Peterson, former trustee of Fortitude, a charity dedicated to raising awareness and driving action around the early detection and prevention of bowel cancer. Welcome to today's discussion, Gordon Peterson.
Good morning, Rafael, and thank you very much for having us on.
My absolute pleasure. Now, this is an episode all about awareness, action, and breaking the silence. And we are all joined by a common denominator, which is bowel cancer, especially now in light of Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. Now, Gordon, as a former trustee of Fortitude, you've been part of an impactful journey in bowel cancer prevention. Can you perhaps tell us how the charity began and what keeps the mission moving forward?
Yeah, delighted. It was started by actually by my brother-in-law, who's also called Gordon, and his siblings. And he and they were very unfortunate in that their father developed Lynch syndrome, which is a disease which predisposes you towards bowel cancer. And he died at a very young age, in his early 40s. And one of the things that Gordon and his siblings kind of felt was actually this, the pain. It was unnecessary, because of all the cancers, colon cancer is the one where actually, if as you said earlier, if it's caught early, you have a 90% chance of actually surviving it. And if it's caught late, then you don't. So we've spent the last 10 years, I think, learning about how we can have the greatest impact and the greatest leverage in helping people live with and avoid catching this cruel disease. And where we are now as a charity is we partner with the people we believe are the most capable and doing the very best work in early detection. Because as you said, we want to do two things. One is we want to raise awareness about the importance of early screening, because if you get this early, you can save lives. And we also want to improve and make that early screening more effective and better. So we work with experts such as Dave and his colleagues at St. Mark's, but also other leading kind of bowel cancer, colon cancer institutes to really promote the very best projects that wouldn't be funded otherwise. And then we want to get this message out to get people in the world getting tested early, because we think that people are either unaware or burying their head in the sands at times.
Yeah, sadly so, yes. Now, David, from a medical perspective, what makes the QFIT test such an important tool for early detection?
Well, I think the QFIT test is very simple. It's really easy to have it. I've gone past the target age for the government, and they sent me my test through the post. And whilst it hung on the side of the kitchen table for a few weeks, I did get round to it. And then when I got round to it, I realised how simple it was. It was a very simple way to check the stool for human blood, which is a marker of early bowel cancer. And we know that it's effective. The bowel cancer screening program, there's no controversy as to whether it's able to reduce mortality from bowel cancer. So it's an effective and easy test to have for people to do at home and then send in the post to either the NHS if you're over the age of 50 and you receive one of these kits, or if you are younger than 50, or indeed older than 75, then you might be looking to arrange your own kit through the internet.
Yeah. And am I right in saying it's not just you shouldn't just do it if you've got the symptoms, or if you have symptoms or think you have symptoms? You should also do it if you get the screening test, like you said, through your letterbox. You should just do it in general, because it might be something that might be missed, because it's not always that obvious. It might be microscopical.
Absolutely. It's a really interesting point, this, and without being too detailed on it, the FIT test can operate at different thresholds, and it's really important that people follow the right advice. So, for example, if they receive their kit as part of the government screening, the UK Bowel Cancer Screening Programme, or indeed for listeners who are outside the UK, there may be a national screening programme that does something similar, then they should absolutely follow the advice given and submit their sample. Now, if they have symptoms, I would recommend they go and see their family doctor. And the reason for that, even though they may end up taking a QFIT test, not only is their doctor going to be able to look at some of the subtleties around the symptoms that the patient has, and indeed try and help some of those symptoms, but also the threshold at which the test is positive is lower with people with symptoms. So there's actually two different QFIT tests, for example, in the NHS. One set at a higher level for screening, because you want to reduce the number of people who test positive falsely. Yeah. And then at a lower threshold for those with symptoms, because you really want to detect everything if you can. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting difference. Now, if you go and access the QFIT test yourself online, then you will find that different companies will offer different thresholds. The company that we partner with, or Fortitude partner with, which is Self, S-E-L-P-H, use the standard doctor's laboratory setup in London. And that starts the FIT threshold very low at 4. So people are more likely to test positive, whether they have cancer or not. And it's slightly more accurate at detecting cancer.
Mm-hmm. Now, tests might come back positive. It doesn't always have to be cancer, obviously.
Absolutely. And indeed, whoever gets that positive test is going to feel anxious and concerned. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right, particularly where you have a FIT test with a low threshold, for example, those that you might access when you have symptoms, or for the ones that you organise yourself online, the threshold is low, which means you've got a much higher chance of testing positive, even though you don't have bowel cancer, or indeed the precursor of bowel cancer, which is the colon polyp. So, so yes, don't worry if you test positive with one of the lower threshold tests, because the chance of you having bowel cancer is still low. But absolutely follow up that positive test with the recommendation of your doctor, which may well be to go and have a colonoscopy or a CT colonography.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the big message we take away from this is if you do get it through the post, go and do the test, because I know a lot of people still are very, anxious or apprehensive. They don't really do and take the test. I think it's something like only 45% of the people that actually receive the test do the test. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty good relatively in the UK. Mm-hmm. So for example, England, you'll find 60-70% of people return the test. Okay. But remember, it's a free test. It's easy to do. So you could ask the question why the other 30%, 40% are not doing the test. Exactly. It's very interesting. You know, on the one hand, obviously, QFIT is brilliant for detecting cancer and early cancer for the reasons we've explained. The other tests, of course, which are perhaps slightly more accurate are colonoscopy and CT colonography. And if you can access those, for example, if you're able to pay for those privately, or if, you know, your symptoms warrant it and your GP agrees to refer you for those, then they're really good tests, because they also spot the precursor of bowel cancer, which is this colonic polyp, and they can remove it before a patient develops cancer in the first place. Now, I think definite anecdotes, and I'm sure other members of this chat have also had similar experiences, but I've been advocating, along with friends like Gordon and others, for people to get tested at an earlier age. And I've spoken to friends who have said, listen, I just don't think it's for me. I don't worry about it myself. I think, you know, if it gets me, it gets me. And that sort of response. But you wait until, you know, a few years later, one of their friends or family members gets bowel cancer. They'll be the first person at your door. Yeah. And that is the anecdote that's repeated so often that it gives me confidence and endurance for coming out and saying, listen, just get tested. It's a really good idea.
Yeah. So, Raffaella, you asked the question, what's the takeaway message? I don't think we can say it often enough, and it's get tested. Any screening you can get a hold of, whether it's a FIT test, whether it's the government test, and if you're lucky enough to be able to do a CT colonography or colonoscopy, take it.
Yeah.
Because if you can get those precursors, the polyps, then you won't get cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Very big message. Now, I want to invite Georgia into the conversation. Now, I wanted to know, because WIPE is promoting wellness and self-care, what motivated you to step into the conversation around bowel cancer and partnering with Fortitude?
Yes, well, as you mentioned earlier, we are a bottom care brand. So our mission is to allow people to feel clean, confident and healthy every day. And we've been around for quite a few years now, like 4 or 5 years. And we've had a little over 250,000 customers who have kind of bought into the WIPE concept, which is primarily just a way to stay fresh and clean on the go in a way that doesn't damage the environment. But at the same time, our formula does have some very kind of soothing and healing ingredients. And because you're applying them directly to the skin while you're using the product, you can also kind of soothe and calm irritation. So there's two ways that this is relevant to bowel cancer awareness and our partnership with Fortitude. So first and foremost, we meet people in a place where not only very few other brands meet them, but also very few other people, because it's in a space behind a closed door, where you're doing something that's considered fairly private. And what we've seen through the years is this is kind of a privileged place to communicate helpful information. And for us, it's very important to reduce the stigma around toilet time, around going to the bathroom, and everything that happens there. There's a lot of people that, can have a little bit of challenge with going to public toilets if they have some health concern, talking to their families, or even visiting their doctor. And we've heard a whole variety of these stories through the years. So it's really important for us to differentiate ourselves from brands that, for example, use puppies and cartoon animals to communicate about what happens in the toilet, if they communicate at all about what happens in the toilet, and just to say, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. Everybody does it. Everybody needs to go. Know you're normal. Have a healthy relationship with your poo and healthy enough that you're willing to check it, you're willing to talk about it with a healthcare professional if you need to. And on top of that, as part of our community, we do have a higher than average presence of people that have IBS or hemorrhoids. Or who have been going through cancer treatments like radiotherapy and chemotherapy because they can, really damage your skin barrier. So it's not only that we're a but brand that kind of likes to talk about everything but we also encountered a lot of people who have taken additional benefit other than hygiene from the product. So it's very, very close to our heart. As a cause, anything that leads people to suffer in that region. And we want to be able to help after the fact, but if we can do something beforehand to help people find the courage to talk to their relatives, take on screening, feel a little bit more comfortable about these facts of life, then, that's as a brand, as a company, it gives us just a little bit more purpose than just making products. So,
And I mean, obviously, prevention is better than cure. And I mean, that's what we are all about here now, trying to get people to do their tests when it does come through the letterbox. We are going to have a quick commercial break, so don't go away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Now, Gordon, I want to take it back to you because, as we mentioned, or you are offering this these 1,000 free tests, which is a powerful statement. The age group is 45 to 49 that you're actually targeting, because this particular age group is important because I think they do fall through the cracks because they are not in that age group where they get tested on a regular basis, and there might be their frame of mind, I'm not at risk because I'm not in that age group yet.
Completely, completely, and the rather startling and alarming facts are that the age at which people are reporting with bowel cancer is getting younger, and since the 90s, the kind of the rates of people under 50 has gone up by something like 22%. So it's once again, we are just trying to get the message out there, which is this is something you should be engaging with. So you ask, what are we hoping to do with the 1,000 QFIT tests? it's predominantly a pilot because we want to see what impact we can have. But put simply, it's the classic, you know, how do you the old story of someone walking along a beach after a storm and there's a whole load of starfish on the beach. I mean, thousands, millions, and actually they chuck one starfish back and someone says to them, well, you're not going to make much of a difference, to which they say, well, it made a difference to that one. We want to make a difference to the millions, but we're going to start by making a difference to individuals.
Yeah.
And that's where we're coming from. And we want to make it, it's a serious message, but to George's point, it also needs to be, you need to get people to listen, where you have to use humor, you have to use, you know, just cut through and you know, politely tell people to get over themselves, because actually the cost, and it's not that, yes, it's a cost to them. So my father died of bowel cancer, and it was just diagnosed late. You know, his doctor was testing his kidneys, and it's a really sad story. But the key thing is, my greatest sadness of my dad's death is not, I mean, yes, it's for him, but actually it's for my sons and my children and my family who don't get time with him. And he died, you know, he was 71, which you could argue is old, but it's also young these days. And so what are we hoping to achieve? We're hoping to be able to set in motion something that is can be proven to be great value for money and save lives. And that's how we're trying to operate, which is, where can we spend our money and focus our attentions so that we can get the greatest impact and quality of life and saving lives for people? And we think this is a great pilot to kick off with.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm living proof of early detection. I was really fortunate. They diagnosed me with stage 3. And once they opened me up and I had the result was, it was actually only stage 2. So I was really lucky, because it could have gone, you know, a different way. So that's why I'm all about raising awareness. And I've had, unfortunately, plenty of guests on my show that did fall through the cracks because they were not in that age group. And they are the ones that are really, really struggling now. Those are the ones that are really at death's door, if you could call it that, because I've had one or two on that really, that it's terminal. So I hear what you're saying, and I'm so pleased we're having this conversation. So perhaps I can go back to David, because obviously you, as a consultant radiologist, you see so much in terms of diagnosis. What would you say? Do you have a personal opinion? Why? Obviously now 22% increase in bowel cancer has actually, that we're actually talking about it, that people are getting younger.
Yeah, I mean, we've noticed for years that we have a weekly colorectal cancer MDT meeting. So it's a multidisciplinary team meeting where everyone gets together, and it's a sort of checks and balances, making sure that people who are diagnosed with bowel cancer are having the right sort of standard treatments and so on. And we've noticed for years and years, you know, well over a decade, we've noticed the average age of that group. Whilst there's more and more people coming through the meeting, they are younger. And you're suddenly, you know, we're very commonly hearing, here's a 40-year-old with this or a 35-year-old with this. I also attend we do a weekly complex cancer meeting. And this is for those people who have really challenging disease that usually involves multiple organs and sometimes the bone of the pelvis, and require really radical surgery to try and give them a reasonable expectation of life and higher quality life. So it's a really, you know, it's a difficult decision group. And again, we're seeing younger and younger people coming here. And it's heartbreaking, and because, you know, you hear all the government for years and years have talked about prevention, conservatives, Labour, it doesn't matter. They all talk about prevention. But I think a lot of it is lip service, because in truth, you know, you want to put your money where the mouth is and really, you know, support early diagnosis. In fairness to the bowel cancer screening program, they're fully aware of this, and they've been working for years to try and lower the age at which we offer screening tests, and indeed work very hard to get the numbers of people who take the test to increase as well. So, you know, And there are other charities as well, CR UK or other bowel cancer charities that are working hard to spread the message and get people to undergo prevention. But more needs to be done. There's absolutely no question about that. We need to focus on prevention. So the heartbreaking stories that Gordon and I see on a daily basis in my field can be avoided by trying to either prevent cancer altogether, which is obviously the ideal, or if we are catching people with cancer, at least catching it early where they're curable.
Yeah. You know, I took this month as a personal opportunity to open up the conversation, even in my circle of friends, because I think that's the way we actually multiply these stories. You know, that's how we, I think, can inform people by sharing, like in my case, my story, or in sharing like what you have experienced, Gordon, in sharing that. And I think that sort of opens up the conversation. I know a lot of people don't want that conversation, but I think it's just so absolutely important. And especially if you've had a family member or yourself are suffering from it or have suffered from it, I think it's actually your duty to do that.
Agreed. Particularly when you think that if you don't smoke, this is the cancer that's most likely to kill you in the UK. And the fact, when we've said this right up front, the fact that if you can get a polyp, then you won't get cancer. If you catch the polyp early, you won't get cancer. But if you're screened regularly using QFIT tests,
yeah,
and you get it early, then you've got a 90% chance of recovery. So this is a cancer that, if we're smart and we align, we can have a big impact on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there are lots of anecdotes, Raffaello, around. You know, I remember listening about 20 years ago to an Irish race horse owner who, for his 60th birthday, bought all of his friends a colonoscopy. One of those friends had an early cancer and was cured, totally unaware, of course, because a lot of these, certainly the polyps and actually quite a lot of the cancers, you don't have symptoms. People are shocked when they find out that they have a bowel cancer, and they expected that they would have had symptoms and they don't. So saving his friend's life was obviously a huge positive. And there are lots of stories like that. If you take a class of children, you know, 30, a class of 30 in your standard schools, you know, you'll find that one or two of them will develop bowel cancer in their life. And you don't know at what stage that's going to be. Yeah. I don't think we should be advocating QFIT in young people sort of age 20, 30, because the problem then is that you have too many people testing positive for those that have an abnormality. But certainly as you get into your 40s, and we advocate from 45, along with the, you know, American Cancer Society, other countries, Australia and others, will support a screening program from the age of 45. You know, I think the focus on just, you know, getting your symptoms checked, and not, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, you hear that patients take their symptoms to their GP, and, you know, the GPs are under a lot of pressure nowadays in terms of time, and they're trying to help filter who needs care and who doesn't within the NHS. And occasionally people are let through the cracks with symptoms. Mm-hmm. And again, I think if you are a patient with bowel symptoms, and those symptoms are things like bleeding or a change in your normal bowel habit, what's normal for you, and you don't blame it on the curry last night, you know, you've had it for a few weeks, or if you're getting abdominal discomfort or new symptoms that you just can't explain related to your bowel or your abdomen, then you should go and see a doctor. And really, that doctor should be thinking at least partly about bowel cancer and doing a test to help exclude it.
Yeah. Well, I actually advocated for myself because I said I want a colonoscopy now, because I also was told I have hemorrhoids and I didn't believe it. So I went and I said, no, I want this test done now, a colonoscopy. I mean, it's not anybody's first choice of any type of investigation, but I was just so certain that there was something more than what I was being told. So I always appeal to anybody, if that voice, that inner voice, tells you, no, this is not it, or there is something else, do follow it, do follow your internal dialogue and your internal voice, because that might just save your life. It did save mine.
Absolutely. And I agree with that completely. I think sometimes you have to be assertive. If you know there's a problem with you, and you've got symptoms, then I think it is reasonable that that will result in a test of some form.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, remember the GPs are under pressure to get, they, you know, they don't want to overtest people. And if a 25-year-old comes in, their symptoms are classic of something that they're happy to diagnose, then not having a test may well be appropriate. But certainly as you're getting older, and if you know there's something wrong with you, then getting a test is very sensible. And I think most GPs go along with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now, Georgia, we were talking about breaking taboos because, I mean, you're talking about all things about, well, keeping your bottom clean, obviously. Mm-hmm. I advocate and I say, you know, be caught with your pants down and check your poo. That's what I always say, because I think that's your first instance of actually knowing something is up if you don't have any classical other symptoms. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? The conversation around bowel health is still awkward. Why do you think it's still awkward? And how can we shift that dialogue?
Well, historically, you know, it's been quite taboo to talk about certain things. And I suppose, you know, the famous words, we're at the table, which I still think probably if you don't do it at the table, it's probably better. It's better. But being in the space where we find ourselves as a brand, we knew we had several ways about going about talking about toilet time and pooping and cleaning your bottom and, you know, the ultimate fact, which is our primary purpose as a company, is to say you want to remove, you know, fecal residue and poop from your bottom when you go to the bathroom. Do you, don't you? And the way we decided to go about it was with humor. And because humor, first of all, the Brits have an excellent sense of humor. That's very well known. This is where we're based. But also because humor is a good way to take down barriers, to disarm people. And we're always very careful to be sure that we're laughing with them, not at them. So anything that we're joking about, we want to make sure that people, it helps people make feel more comfortable. But as far as gut health, there's been a lot of kind of steps forward in that space, but often it kind of stops before bathroom time. So we really feel very responsible to kind of make that change. And, you know, I did say that our mission is to allow people to feel clean and confident and healthy every day, but also we call it putting a smile between people's cheeks. So that's really, you know, bottom care, but also make it light, make it funny, make it easy to talk about and understand.
I love that. I love that. Now, unfortunately, we're almost at the end of the show. I can't believe it. I mean, we've had so much, we've shared so much important information. Now, before we wrap up, I'd love to give each of you just a moment to share a message directly to my listeners, whether it's encouragement or a call to action or something you wish more people knew. What would you like to leave them with today? Maybe I can start with you, Dave.
Well, I mean, hemorrhoids are very common. We've touched on them recently. And of course, people get used to the idea that they may get bleeding hemorrhoids, and they're often bleeding is put down to hemorrhoids. I would say, yeah, fine. Put that to one side. If there's anything you're concerned about in terms of symptoms, go and seek advice and support from your family doctor. That is the number one. If you've got symptoms, go and get them checked out. Irrespective of your age, and particularly if you're younger, don't feel fobbed off, if you like, that your symptoms are not due to something significant until reassured appropriately. So I think that's the number one take home.
Yeah, Definitely, I completely agree with that. Now, Gordon, first of all, I would like you to share the website of Fortitude where people can actually actively look at the charity and the wonderful work that you do. And perhaps also in closing, you can just shed a light on the questions.
Thank you for that. So our website is fortitude.org.uk, and that's 40. So 40 as in the number. So 40tude.org.uk. And actually, the reason it's 40 is because we believe, as Dave said, that once you're in your 40s, you should be getting screened. And there's a number of if you go to the website, there's options there. But whatever you can, and whenever you get the opportunity to have a screening test, then take it. And be bold on that front. I mean, to Dave's point, we've recommended to friends that, and they've said, "Well, why on earth would I have a colonoscopy?" And I said, "Well, look, you're fortunate enough to be able to afford it." And they've come back and said, "Actually, I had polyps." And and once those polyps are removed, you're not getting cancer. So do whatever you can afford, get screened. That's our key message.
Absolutely. And peace of mind is just such a wonderful thing to have, not that lingering worry. So, yeah,
Correct. Correct.
absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in closing, what would you like to leave people with, Georgia? Also, please do share your social media.
So our brand is Wype, WYPE, and our website is wypeuk.com. So wypeuk.com. And we have a blog, The Suppository, where there's a lot of interesting articles that we have verified by healthcare professionals with a lot of helpful material about bottom care and bottoms and gut health. So worth checking out. And I think what I would want to leave people with is that clearing your bowels is a ritual that is as old as time, as humanity. It's the most normal thing in the world. Everybody does it every day. And it is a really, really valuable way that our body communicates with us, our gut, and what happens when you go to the toilet. So I would encourage people to maybe not be so distracted. Don't be on the phone or reading a book when you're on the toilet. First of all, because if you sit on it for too long, it's going to get you hemorrhoids. But also because it's a great opportunity to really listen to your body, pay attention to what's going on. And check your poo and just use it as a metronome of how your body's health is going, and don't be embarrassed.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I can only second that, and I thank you so much, all of you, for taking the time to share this important message with my listeners in light of Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. And thank you so much, and I know our listeners have enjoyed it just as much as I have.
Thank you, Rafaela.
Thank you, Rafaela.
Thank you.
Take care. All the best. Bye for now.